This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Hi there. Nice to meet you. No daughter or niece with you? No? Okay. Well, would you like me to sign your poster? There you go. So wait. I actually have a question. Turn around and look at the long line of fans waiting to meet me. Tell me what you see. Yeah, lots of girls. Young girls. Yet here you are, a grown adult man. No daughter, niece, or sister in tow. Just you. And that leads me to believe you really aren't here for me or the hit video game, the remake of Sailor Moon, that is geared towards young girls. The look on your face, classic, guilty, shocked, like you've been caught. No, don't walk away. It's okay. I think we could have some fun with the unspoken revelation I just made. One moment, okay? Hey, can we do a switch and get some of our VIP meets done? Awesome. Yeah, I could use a break too from being out here. It's so loud. I'm going to bring this guy in. He's an old friend. All right, follow me. So, you're probably wondering, what the hell is going on? And what does this girl want with me? Well, now that we're in private, I can speak freely. By the way, no one will hear us in here. This is the VIP room where I'm about to bring in fans for a one-on-one meeting. But the reason I brought you back here is to tell you that I know exactly why you're here. You aren't interested in Sailor Moon. You aren't interested in the video game my voice stars in that's directed towards young girls. Only a young lady could appreciate the video game. So, that leads me to believe that you just wanted to be surrounded by underage girls, dressed up in cosplay. I can smell the perv on you. And don't worry, I'm not going to humiliate you or get you in trouble. No worries at all. You're in good company. Although I can appreciate a sexy little girl, I'm more interested in the man that is so obsessed with them, he shows up to this event just to be around them. What? You didn't think you'd be found out? It's so obvious to me. But you see, I'm kind of trained to identify these types of things. I grew up around pedophiles. My dad, my grandfather, all my uncles, all of them, kiddie molesters. When you grow up around them, you sort of understand the behaviors of a pervert. And you most definitely pass all my tests. And like I said, it's fine. I don't know if you know, but usually when children are sexually abused as adults, they tend to fetishize underage child sex. I can tell you without a doubt, it turns me on tremendously as an adult. And I was sexually abused a lot as a little girl. And I don't know what it is. I mean, we could sit here and psychologically unpack it and analyze it, but that's no fun. The only thing that matters for you is knowing that I want to tease and taunt you with the little girls that are about to come in here unsupervised, because they're not allowed to bring their parents in here, just fans, in front of a woman they look up to, me, and would do anything to please me. One moment. Hey, can we go ahead and bring in the first VIP, please? Thank you. Now you. You just sit right there and gawk, dear. Enjoy the show. Oh, hello. What's your name? Kaylee, nice to meet you. I love your cosplay. Oh my God, turn around. Let me see this costume. Wow. You look just like Sailor Moon. I mean, you did an excellent job. Wow. Incredible. You want to do a selfie? Yes, let's do one. Here we go. Smile. All right. And how about, because how old are you? 15 years old. Yeah, I was 15. I'm not going to tell you how long ago it was, but I remember being 15. And I know that you would love to do more of like a sexy pose with a star that you look up to, me. It's okay. You know, that's actually my boyfriend right there. He's going to take the picture for us, okay? We're going to have him do it on my phone, and then I'll send it to you. I'll airdrop it to you. Okay. So let's do this. We're both dressed up in our schoolgirl Sailor Moon outfit. So I think we should do like a little back shot, like just like bend over just a little bit and look back. Yeah, you like that? Yeah, I want you to be able to repost it to whatever you want, Snapchat or whatever. So let's do that. Yeah, and make it sexy. Arch your back and poke that bottom out just like that. Yeah, there you go. All right, snap a picture, sweetie. Awesome. You want to do another pose? How about we do like a fake lesbian pose. Like we'll just get really close, like we're about to kiss. You want to do that? All right. All right. Ready to take another picture of us? Here we go. You smell so good. You smell like candy. So let me ask you, do you have a boyfriend yet? You do? Oh my God. So tell me all about him. Is he your age? Yeah, he's 15, just like you. And okay, I already feel like we could be friends, so I'm going to ask you like an embarrassing question or whatever. But so have the two of you like done it? Oh, close, close. Okay, so I have a really good idea. Let's do this. To really get your boyfriend in the mood to, you know, want to do stuff with you, we should do an extra teasing photo, and you can show him. I think he would love it. Like, so let's just do this. Let's like pull our top down just a little bit. And don't tell anyone I did this with you, okay? I mean, you can show your boyfriend, but oh my God, this is so naughty. So let's just pull it down a little bit. I mean, fuck it. Should we just like go ahead and like pull our tits out? Oh my God, this is so crazy. You just have to promise you don't like show anyone this but your boyfriend. Like, make it to where you don't even text it to him. You just show him on your phone. You promise this won't get out anywhere. Okay. All right. Let's pull down our tops. And my boyfriend right there, he'll take the picture. Go ahead. Oh, my God. Look at her little tits. Aren't those adorable? Oh, my God. You have the cutest tits ever. Oh, my God. To be 15 again. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Okay, let's take the picture. Here we go. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, it was so nice to meet you. You were so cool. Remember, keep that picture a secret. I probably shouldn't have done that with you. Okay. All right. Bye. Did you like her? His 15 years old, is that too old for you? No, you like that. Did you like seeing 15-year-old tits? I mean, right in front of you? And, you know, I did that for you. I had the pictures on my phone. That way I could give you, we'll call it spank bank material, kitty porn practically. I bet you're hard. Show me. Show me how hard you are. Watching that cute 15-year-old and cosplay showing off her tits. And that's the fun part of like the position I'm in. I can make these girls do anything I want. They'll do anything for me because they idolize me being part of this video game project. You see them out there. There's droves of underage girls. They would do anything I ask them to. Quite dangerous, right? Being in a private room with me and some creep, you. A man that's turned on by their prepubescent and young teen bodies. Did it also make you throb a little bit when she admitted that she's fucked around with her boyfriend? I wish you imagine what that looked like, didn't you? Looking at her, wondering what she looked like, sucking on cock. Oh, that was so hot, wasn't it? I can't believe I got a 15-year-old to pull out her little tits. I'm ready for more. I don't know about you. Hey, can I have the next VIP, please? Just sit there. Don't worry. I'll take care of everything. Oh, hi. Hi, what's your name? Brianna. Oh my God, it's so nice to meet you. And wow, you look just like one of the Sailor Moon soldiers, Neptune. Holy moly, your outfit is amazing. You even did the thigh-high socks like her in the video game and the short skirt. Oh my gosh. So how old are you, Brianna? You're 13 years old? Oh my gosh. So middle school, right? That's so awesome. So I'm assuming you want to take some pictures, right? Awesome. Okay. So that's why I brought my boyfriend in here. That's him. So he could, you know, help take pictures. And I mean, some of my guards, they can be so stiffy and kind of creepy. So that's why I brought my boyfriend back here. So let's take a selfie, you cute thing. And sweetie, I want you to get a full body shot of us and I'll airdrop you. So don't worry about it. Okay. We'll take the pictures on my phone. All right. Pose. Oh, good girl. All right. There we go. And actually, Brianna, I want to ask you something. I haven't taken a picture with me and my boyfriend yet. Can you take a picture of us? Oh, thank you. Sweetie, we're going to do a kissing photo here at my VIP room. Yes, come kiss your girlfriend. That was a cute picture. You know, Brianna, you should have a picture with us. Yes, you should come take a picture with us. We should do like a three-way kiss. Oh my God, it'd be like, you know, Usagi from Sailor Moon and Neptune, and he's like Tuxedo Mask. Oh my God, come here, Brianna. Okay, so I don't know if you've ever kissed anyone, but it's not hard. We're just all gonna meet our lips together, okay? Don't tell anyone about this, okay? It's our secret. I'm not even gonna send you the photo because, like, I feel like your mom wouldn't be upset with this. But how could you not have a three-way kiss? Me and my boyfriend. It's like you're kissing like celebrities. So come here. Yes, let's do a three-way kiss, and I'll make sure we've got the selfie taken. All right, Brianna, come on. Don't be shy. Don't be shy at all. Oh my gosh, have you kissed a boy before? No? Okay, well, this is your first kiss. Holy moly. Like with a celebrity and this cute man right here, you're so lucky. So come here. Let's do it. Let's do it. Put your arm around her, sweetie. Yes, let's make it a real kiss. Her first kiss. So put your arm around her waist. Around my waist, too. And I'll bring her close in. Now let's kiss. That was amazing, Brianna. Holy shit. Your first kiss. How does that make you feel? Oh my God. But seriously, you can't tell anyone. Can't tell anyone. I just can tell you're a really sweet girl and you deserve that first kiss. Well, it was so nice to meet you, sweetie. Yes. Bye. I'm so naughty, aren't I? Who would have thought that I'd turn into such a naughty accomplice for a pedophile? I got you a kiss with a 13-year-old. I bet you were like really taking advantage of grabbing her little waist, weren't you? I know you were. Did you like her? Yeah, I bet you did. You know, when I turned 13, that's when my dad really amped up the molesting. I think there's just something about 13-year-old when those little titties first start coming in, those hips start developing. Yeah, so like I told you, I can't help but fetishize little girl and adult men coming together, if you will. And you know what the best part is? I really make the perfect accomplice. Like, they all trust me. They're all going to do anything that I say. If I say don't tell anyone, they're not going to tell anyone. And even if that little bitch did tell anyone, who's going to believe that I, a celebrity, would kiss a little girl? No one would believe that. Oh, okay, so let's bring in more. This is really fun. I like kind of taunting you because I bet you're wanting to just bust in your fucking pants. And what am I going to do next is probably what you're thinking too. Bring in the next one, please. All right. Hi. Oh my gosh, aren't you the cutest little girl? Hi. Oh my God, your costume looks so amazing. You literally look like Sailor Moon. Oh my God, like the cutest version of Sailor Moon. Oh my gosh, look at you. That skirt length is just perfect too. I can't believe your mom let you out in that. Yeah, she understands you're a big fan. Good. Where is your mom, by the way? Oh, she's across the street at Starbucks, probably on her phone. Yeah. Well, you're with me now. So awesome. Let's see a twirl. Show us the rest of that costume, sweetie. I just can't get over how good it is. And how old are you, by the way? You look like such a big girl. You're 11 years old? Oh my gosh. Well, you look way older. You do. Oh, You know what? One of the ties on your skirt is undone in the back. My assistant here, he's going to come help. Come help her, please. She needs that tie right there tied in the back. You're going to have to get on your knees because she's so short. Get on your knees so you can really get a good tie. Yeah, right there on her skirt. Don't worry, sweetie. He puts together my costumes. He knows what he's doing. Yes. Oh, there we go. He's got it all tied. Good. Okay, so let's get some pictures taken, some selfies. Yeah, so come here. My assistant is going to take the pictures on my phone, and then I'll email them to whatever email your mom put on the registration form, okay? All right, here we go. Big smile. Good. And you know, now, sweetie, I'm going to teach you something, okay? I'm going to teach you how to pose like a big girl. I'm not saying you're not a big girl, but like a big, big girl, okay? You want that? Yeah? Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of bend over like this, okay? And assistant, come here. I want you to help show her how to arch her back. Like put your hand on her belly and her back and show her how to arch. Yep, just like that. Uh-huh. This is how we're going to pose. You just got to make sure you arch your back really, really good. Yep, assistant, why don't you scoot her closer to me? Yeah, get behind her and scoot her closer. Yeah, just like that. All right, let's pose. And you got to put a really big girl look on your face like this. You're a natural. Good girl, yes. Oh my God, that was so hot. You are such a natural. You should be a model. Yes. Okay, let's do another one. This one, okay, we're going to have to get on the floor, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll show you how to pose. So we're going to get on the floor, and then you're going to like put your legs like this and just open your legs up a little bit. And like, it's totally normal because you know how Sailor Moon, like, you always see her panties in the video game. Like, come on, we can't help it. We have these skirts on. So we're going to pose like this. Yeah, just like that. Good. Yeah, now make sure you arch your back some too. Just like that. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to hold your chest right here. Yes. Oh my God. Yes, you're a natural. Just like that. All right, look at the camera and pose. Yes, good girl. Oh my God, that was amazing. That was so good. Well, it was so nice to meet you. Yes. And I'll make sure the pictures get to your mom. I'll actually leave the sexy ones out because I don't think your mom would appreciate those. Yeah, don't tell her we did those. Moms don't need to know everything, right? Yes. All right. Well, give my assistant a hug and tell him thank you. Yes. Nice big hug. There we go. All right. Bye, sweetie. I'm so fucking naughty, aren't I? Did you like seeing an 11-year-old's underwear? Her panties? Because I know you were staring at that. Let's look at the picture, actually. Let's look. I know you want to look. Yeah, you want to look up an 11-year-old skirt. Look at you. You think she's got some hair growing yet? Or maybe she's completely bald still. You see, I already told you, I know perverts. I grew up around them. So I know everything that you're wondering. I know everything that you want to see. And you might want to know that I started masturbating when I was 11. So keep that in your mind. Imagine that little girl rubbing her little pussy at night, coming, making herself come. Now she knows how to pose sexy. Yeah. See, I'm grooming girls without even them knowing. No one knows. Let's do another one. This is so fun. But first, unzip those pants. Show me your cock. You should like I deserve to see it, right? As a thank you. I've been allowing you to molest little girls in innocent ways. Like, did you like how I allowed you to touch her? Touch her belly, touch her back, making sure she's arching her back. And then I really set you up so you could get behind her, bent over, and scoot her towards me. I know you like that. Show me that hard cock. I know you've got to be throbbing rock hard under those pants. Oh, shit. Yes, you are. I love it. It's hard for little girls. Hard from molesting little girls and watching me groom them to be good little sluts. All right, put your dick up. Let's get another one in here. Next VIP, please. Hello, little one. Come on in. Don't be shy. Oh, it's so good to meet you too. What's your name? Marley? Oh, and how old are you, little Marley? 9 years old. Wow. Where's your mom? Okay. She wanted to wait in her car. I don't blame her. This place isn't for adults, right? So, I have to say, sweetheart, your costume is amazing. Yes, I am so impressed. It's like literally perfect, except one thing that's missing, one little thing, but Usagi can help you. Yes, the only thing that's missing, if you really want to look like Usagi, is she has a little bit of breasts there. And I know you don't have some because you're just 9 years old, but I'm going to teach you what I did when I was your age, okay? So let me see this top on you. Yeah, we got some room there. What do you think, assistant? You think something could fit in this top? Here, look. See if there's enough room in there. Yeah, I think we can. You know that fabric, that bag right there? I have fabric for my costume, some extra fabric. Why don't you grab that for me? Mm-hmm. Yes, an assistant, you're going to take some of that fabric and stuff it inside her shirt, okay? Yeah, we just need to give her some nice breasts, right? Yeah, so she can look just like Usagi. Yep, stuff it right in there, assistant. Don't worry, sweetie. He helps me with my costume, okay? When we take our picture, I want you to look perfect. Yeah, and maybe I'll put you on my Instagram page. You want to be on my Instagram page? Yeah? Okay. So, yeah, go ahead. Stuff it in that inner shirt. Don't worry. It's okay. There we go. Yeah, nice and deep in that little top. Good. Look at that. Yes, now you have boobs. Oh my God, you're such a big girl now. Okay, so you look amazing. You really do. You're like a little doll. Oh my God, assistant, come here. Come look how adorable she looks from the back. Oh my God. You're so cute. I just want to play with you. Oh my God. Look at her little skirt. I'm sorry. I have to just touch your little bottom. It's so cute. Assistant, look. Come here. Grab her too. Look at that cute little bottom. Oh my God. She's like a little Barbie doll, isn't she? Okay, let's take our picture. I'm definitely putting you on Instagram. Okay, make sure you leave your shoulders back so you show off those boobs you got. Just like that, and smile. Good girl. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and take my fabric back because, you know, mom might get mad if she knew you stuffed your bra. Assistant, get the fabric out of her shirt. Don't worry, he'll take care of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure you got everything in there. Feel around. I need that fabric too. Make sure you got everything out of her top. All right. Oh, it's so nice to meet you, Marley. Bye, sweetie. Got you more molesting. I mean, you're just a regular old kitty molester now. Groping 9-year-old tits. Did you like feeling on that flat chest while you were stuffing her bra? I bet you felt every inch that you could, didn't you, perv? Yeah. And how about that little bubble buds? You can't believe I did that? Well, here's the thing, darling. They idolize me. They'll do anything that I say. So, she's never going to tell anyone that two adults groped her little butt. She'll never say anything. No, she's probably just feeling super special. That's the other thing that I learned from my family molesting me, grooming me. You got to make a little girl feel special. Yeah, she'll do anything. You just got to give her attention, make her feel pretty, like a pretty princess. Yep, that's child grooming tip number 14. All right, let's do one more. And I think I have a feeling that cock of yours has a lot of pervert spunk to spill out. And I'm going to make sure it spills out. All right, next VIP, please. Oh my gosh, look at you. You are so cute. Oh my gosh. What is your name? Alice. Oh my God, Alice, how old are you? 6 years old? Oh my gosh, you are such a big girl. I'm so happy you came to meet me. Yes. And you look so cute in your Sailor Moon outfit. Holy moly, your mom did such a good job. Yes, she did. Wow. Where is your mommy? Oh, she's across the street at Starbucks. Oh, well, good. So we're going to have just a little bit of special time in here with my little Sailor Moon fan, my 6-year-old Sailor Moon fan. So I have a question, Alice, okay? And I can tell that you are a really special young lady. Oh my gosh, you're so special. I can tell you were just radiating that sailor soldier energy. Yes, you are. So I want to ask you, do you want to join a top secret sailor soldier group? You do? And okay, so if you join the group, it gives you immunity against bad guys forever, okay? And you have to keep it a secret because I can't let all these people know that I really do have special powers. Okay, so can we keep this a secret? Yeah? Oh my God, you're so awesome. Okay, so what you have to do and what other girls have done is you have to suck out the magical essence from something, okay? Yeah, all right. And so I'm going to get down on my knees with you right beside you. And come here. Yeah. Come here. So, are you ready to give little Alice here her magical essence? She's so ready to receive it. She is. She wants to be part of the secret Sailor Soldier group. Yes. So give her the special magical rod. Your cock. Yep. All right, Alice, you just have to suck on it like this. Here, I'll show you. I'll show you what to do, okay? So don't worry. So you just take it in your hands like this and you put your mouth right here, and you just suck, okay? And it does help if you take your hands and you just move them like that. It helps get that magic out. And when the magic is ready to come out, it's going to fill up your mouth, and it may be a little disgusting, but you have to swallow it down because that's the only way the magic lives inside of you, okay? All right, you are such a big girl. Yes, my little Sailor Moon girl. All right, go ahead, put your hands around it. Just like that. Yes, and put your mouth on it as much as you can. Good girl. And just start sucking, sucking like you're trying to suck that magic out. And don't forget your hands either. You just move them like this. Try to just tease that magic out. Good girl. Keep going. Don't you stop or you'll lose the magic, okay? You like that? You like how I have a six-year-old sucking your cock? Just like that. Lucky for you, you showed up to this event and you met the naughtiest fucking accomplice ever. And I want you to give this girl your cum. I've prepped her for you. You heard me. I groomed her to be a nice, good cocksucker that'll swallow your cum. So let her milk it out. Let that six-year-old milk it out. Look down at her. Look at those little lips wrapped around your cock, her moving those hands. You like that, don't you? You're raping an elementary school girl's mouth. You are. And you're going to force her to take down your cum. She's going to walk away today digesting your cum. She's going to have it in her fucking mouth. She's going to go to her mommy with your cum on her fucking mouth. And mom's not going to know a thing, no, that her little daughter was used and abused by a pair of pedophiles. I'll give her your cum. Give that six-year-old your cum. Yeah, you know you want to give it to her. I know you've got a big, fat, nasty pedophile load for her. Give it to her. Yeah, and I bet you also want to fuck that little mouth. But you do. Well, watch this. All right, little Alice. I think the magic's about to come. One really important thing. You got to go a little bit deeper and make sure you get it all in your mouth a little deeper here. I'll help you, sweetie. I'll help you with these cute little pigtails. Yes, I'll give it to her. Give her that fucking magic. Yes, give it to her nice and deep down her throat. Yeah, we want it all down her throat. Oh, there she goes. Don't gag. You got to keep your mouth there. Don't gag, sweetie. You're being doing such a good job. Good girl. Yes. Take all that in your mouth. Take all that cum in your mouth. Swallow. Swallow. You can do it, sweetie. Swallow it. Oh, look at you. You're such a big girl. Come here. Give me a hug. You did such a good job, my cute little Sailor Moon soldier. Now, remember, you can't tell anyone about this. This is really top secret stuff. Because if everyone in the world knew that I really have magic, then they'd all be trying to take it from me. Right, I can't tell everyone. I can only tell the girls that I can tell that need it and that can take it. And you took it so well. Do you feel different? Do you feel that magic inside of you? Oh, good girl. All right, well, give him a hug. Tell him thank you for the magic. It's so nice to meet you, Alice. Bye. I bet you didn't think you'd show up today and get your cum spilled down a little six-year-old's mouth. You thought you'd just come here and secretly perv on little girls. Well, here's the deal. We should exchange phone numbers. I think we could have a lot of fun in the future. What do you think?